You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 17th. I'm Catherine Lanfer in for John Hockenberry. All right, Adora, you know the Obamas are getting plenty of advice as they look forward to a new life in the White House, especially when it comes to their daughters, Malia and Sasha. What school should they go to? What kind of dog should they get? What is it like to grow up under such scrutiny? Well, one person who knows is 78-year-old Curtis Roosevelt, a grandson of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and the author of a recent memoir called Too Close to the Sun, Growing Up in the Shadow of My Grandparents, Franklin and Eleanor. The book covers the pitfalls and pleasures of growing up in the White House. Curtis Roosevelt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning. And I'm in Atlanta. You're in New York.
That's right. Now, you were 3 when you moved into the White House and 15 when you left. What prompted you to use the imagery of the old myth of Icarus to describe what that was like?
Well, very simply, and it is what the Obama children will face, being too close to the sun really is being too close to all that power that resonates in the White House under any president. But with a president like Franklin D. Roosevelt and with my grandmother Eleanor Roosevelt, it was a double whammy, a double sun. So, of course, there's the destructive side as well as the extraordinary experience of growing up there. And it's the two together. What it does is distort your thinking, quite frankly. It distorts your image of yourself. And I spent quite a lifetime working out of that. Thank goodness I have. But point I guess I would make is the fact that no matter how good the Obamas are, Michelle and Barack Obama, at parenting, their children are going to be exposed to a life, which I refer to in my book as life in the goldfish bowl, that has a double edge to it. It's both wonderful and it's a distorted picture.
Now, for those who might not remember, you were known as Buzzy, and you and your sister were practically marketed like a Shirley Temple doll back in the day.
You can't use the word marketing because that's it today. We weren't marketed. No, it's just that the press, you might say, hungry for something to divert their readers from the Great Depression, which affected most people in the United States, very few exceptions. And Sisti and Buzzy became well-known across the country just as much as a movie star, the little darling of the America known as Shirley Temple at that time. Now, we were terribly well known, and as this duet, as I write in the book, all one word, Sisti and Buzzy.
Given that, I know that times are different now, but given that there are these parallels, that we are in tough economic times, that we have two adorable children who are going to be frolicking through the White House, what is some specific advice that you would have for those two little girls about the years they have ahead of them in the White House?
I wouldn't be able to give them any advice. It'd be foolish. Times are very, very different. After all, when I was in the White House, Washington, D.C. was a Jim Crow town. Segregation was the order of the day. It was the law. But obviously all that has changed. But the Obama children, and I have no advice to give them per se, except hang on to your personalities. They're just a little bit older than my sister and I were. Although by the time I left the White House, about age 15, that's older than either of them. I just hope that they'll not have their heads turned to too much, or if they do, at least try and be aware of it. That's really very much up to their parents. But I do get the impression that, just from seeing briefly on television, that these are two quite mature children for their age, quite well-adjusted, which is a tribute to their parents, and I only hope they can stick with it.
Now, I have to tell you, having looked through your book, you're awfully hard on yourself.
I'm just being realistic.
But, you know, using that imagery of Icarus flying too close to the sun, I don't think you were that damaged.
Oh, you don't? How long do you have on the air? I can explain it to you. No. There's no it was damaging, and it went on. But let me make one thing clear. I was not the only one who is too close to the sun. All my uncles, James, Elliot, Franklin, John, and my mother, who is the eldest child of FDR and ER, they were all too close to the sun. And I do describe that to some degree, a little bit in the epilogue. All the people around FDR and ER, the immediate staff, the servants in the White House, everybody was just a little bit too close to the sun. Mm-hmm. But for an impressionable, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old, you know, as I was, it did skew me. It did distort my image of things. And I spent a lifetime of working out of being pretentious and, to use a very old expression, not knowing my place.
Oh, well, Curtis Roosevelt, you're certainly welcome at this place, and I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Curtis Roosevelt is the author of Growing Too Close to the Sun, Growing Up in the Shadow of My Grandparents, Franklin and Eleanor. We're going to turn now to Mark Garrison. He's sitting in for Femi Okeh today, and he's going to give us the latest in the news.
Thank you, Catherine. It's 19 minutes before the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.